Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Cougar. John Cougar Mellencamp. John Mellencamp, depending on how far back your memory goes. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back. 17 Tell, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and is theageofthecustomer.com. The one for the new book, The Third Ingredient with the number 3.com. Leo Haviland's here. LeoHaviland.com, is that right, Leo?
Yes, Jim, yes.
Leo Haviland, one L in the middle there. Check it out, and you'll find his outstanding essays on what's going on in the economy and in some of the more intricate, detailed financial issues, especially on Wall Street. He covers the dollar regularly. He had an outstanding essay in July on the travails of the dollar. Leo, I want to ask you about this scenario that we've been playing out for the last few months between the Fed and Wall Street and the Fed and Mr. Trump. In your career, have you ever seen the Fed being manipulated by Wall Street? Let's just take that one first. Have you ever seen the Fed being jerked around and manipulated and whining and complaining and actually getting results from that through the Fed in your life? Am I misstating any of that?
Wall Street certainly does its best and has for many decades to influence Fed policy. And the past 10 years in particular have been evidence of Wall Street values of relatively easy money, coinciding with the Fed's desire to spark and sustain economic growth, which together have combined to create an addiction to easy money and accommodative policy. Mm-hmm. To that extent, Wall Street has been quite successful in promoting its values and getting the Fed to be the mouthpiece, whether you want to say it's by money printing mm-hmm. or interest rate repression
yeah.
or forward guidance, all of that. And they do it under the guise of saying it's good for everybody, which is, of course, wonderful.
That's not
rhetoric.
True. That's not true because you used the word economy a minute ago, the Fed's desire to manage the economy. You know, Wall Street is only a part of the economy, and it's no longer a leading indicator of the economy. It's a leading indicator of itself. And when the Fed bends to the whining of Wall Street, it often these days does it at the expense of Main Street. What do you think?
I don't know that Main Street necessarily, in at least the near term, suffers from it, but they certainly don't, at least if the past 10 years or so or a guide, sharing the benefits to the extent that Wall Street has done.
We don't.
Certainly unemployment is down. But on the other hand, I think both Main Street and Wall Street have become overly trusting in the Fed's ability as almost a fourth branch of government mm-hmm. to achieve desirable economic outcomes. And that's dangerous because it means that the executive and legislative branches in particular aren't necessarily making policies that are good for Main Street.
Well, that's because they can't accomplish anything on their own. So the reason I'm concerned about Main Street, it's not a danger on any given day, but we don't necessarily benefit from the run up of the stock markets, but we are hurt disproportionately when they collapse through their own dysfunction or superheated optimism or whatever they have up there. we hurt disproportionately when that collapses, because even though it shouldn't create a recession out here on Main Street, it often does. And that's what I'm concerned about. Let's address the president. Have you ever seen a president who is as outspoken about the Fed as this one is?
He's both outspoken and frequently incoherent. And he's oversteps his bounds in promoting his own political.
But is he? But and I won't take issue with you on that, except to say that is what is his the shots he fires across the bow of the Fed. You know, it's different for different purposes. But is there really any difference between that and Wall Street? Both of them seem to be focusing on their own interests.
Yes, both are self-interested substantially, and he, of course, wants not only attention, but to, you know, be reelected in 2020,
yeah.
And both will currently benefit from having interest rates being kept quite low and money in general, or economic policy, being pretty easy.
And out here on Main Street, whatever the interest rate, where it is now, or if it goes up 1 or 2 points, is of very little consequence, because small businesses aren't borrowing money anymore like they used to. It's not a big deal to us.
But you raise an interesting point, though, on interest rates on Main Street, that U.S. credit card interest rates recently went up and hit a 25-year high.
Right.
You know, the credit card plans out in May, according to the Fed, the accounts are being charged 15 to 17%,
yep.
You know, interest or so.
Right.
Well, Main Street will suffer.
You're right. No, you're right about that. Now, you make an excellent point. When we come back, we're going to find out what Leo's got on his mind going forward in the future in terms of the economy. After the break, Leo Haviland and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.